WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Wednesday morning. If you are calling in or messaging in to let us know that the AM signal is not working, we are aware the engineer is working on it. He is going to go down to the site and work on it. So it's going to take him a little while, but we'll see if we can get it back up. I mean, I know we can get it back up and running. Frank's a genius, but I've got no idea why. No idea what's going on. Neither does he till he gets there and checks it out. We woke him up. We roused him out of bed. So he's going to go check that out, and we'll let you know when that should be back up and running. But in the meantime, 99.5 FM, also the WBSM app. Well, you'll get crystal clear FM quality sound. Sounds like you're right here in the studio with me. And you can stream it on your computer as well. So all of those different methods are working. Although some people are saying they're getting some interference. I wonder if somebody's trying to bump us off the air. What are you doing to us here? Are we getting pirated? Is this another Max Headroom situation? Are you not familiar with that? Back in the 80s, some guys took over a station in Chicago briefly and dressed up as like a rudimentary version of Max Headroom, and it was very strange. They've made documentaries about it. Speaking of Max Headroom, I've started watching that series on Plex, the Plex app, which is one of the free apps on your Xfinity cable box. You got to watch some ads during the shows and movies on it, but they're not very long. Like, the longest break I've had so far, I think, is like 2.5 minutes. But Max Headroom was a TV series back in the 80s that actually lasted a couple of seasons. But the Max Headroom character, like the base, so the show is based off a British movie. But the basis is that it takes place, quote unquote, 20 minutes into the future. But it's a dystopian future in which the news media is highly controlled. Right? Does that sound familiar? And the news media the is owned by these corporate fat cats that only care about ratings and money and don't care about journalistic integrity. And they end up getting Edison Carter, the reporter played by Matt Frewer, who also is the Max Headroom character. They end up getting him into an accident, and long story short, they end up loading his consciousness into the computer, and it creates this Max Headroom character. And then when Edison Carter is like back up and on his feet again, and he's out there, you know, pursuing stories again, Max Headroom is like his computer digital counterpart that helps him with things. It's very strange, highly stylized, super 80s, but yet feels kind of current when you're watching it. But I loved Max Headroom as a kid. The character, the Coke pitch man. And I didn't know until years later that it was not computer generated. I thought, I was like, how do they make these computer graphics? But yet the computer graphics that we have in school are terrible. It turns out that Max Headroom was not computer generated in any way. It was all plastic makeup, and they had like a plastic suit top that they would put over Matt Frewer, and he was standing in front of a background that they actually were moving the pieces to make it look like it was that digitized background. So the entire thing was all just practical effects. But Max Headroom blew my mind when I went to a carnival and they had a Coca-Cola truck there. And in the back of the truck, the doors were open and there was a giant TV, biggest TV I'd ever seen in my life at that point. It's probably, you know, 75 inches. and they had Max Headroom on the TV and he was talking to people, and I happened to be wearing a Max Headroom shirt, and he said to me, "Hey, you, nice shirt." And I was like, "Oh my God, he can see me." And I still don't know how they did that. Someone told me that they think that they had somebody was in the computer, somebody was in the truck typing into a computer what to make it say. But I don't know. I'd like to think Max Headroom was real. But I also think Alpha's real. So what does that tell you? 508-996-0500. We've got a couple of topics we'll discuss. I want to bring up something that Barry wrote about service animals. We also have an article about how Boston was voted the sixth rudest city in America. How dare they? Bunch of jerks. And also, of course, we can talk about that that ICE detainment of a person who had no criminal record, yet they're busting open the window of the car to get him out. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm not happy that I don't have you on AM, but I have you on the FM, and FM does not come in super clear. And now I think maybe, are you surprised to see how many people are letting you know that you're not on the AM station?
Hey, where are all these people when I'm looking for phone calls at 6 a.m, right?
So the FM for me, my problem with FM is 99.1 bleeds into the background of you talking.
You have to go stand on the roof and hold one arm pointed west, the other arm pointed east, and then stand on one leg.
Old school antenna, yeah. So, yeah, 99, I hear the music. They're playing music, and I hear you. So it's, and then like if I lean in too far, because, okay, so what I do in the mornings is I come to the end of my couch, the left-hand side, and I get this big, huge decorative pillow, and it's real fluffy. And I put that in the corner, and so, like, I'm half leaning and half sitting up, and I put my elbow on that. I play Panda Pop on my phone with the volume down. It's good for my brain. So I play that while I'm listening to you. And it's just like perfect with the AM. So like now with my phone being near the radio, it's like, oh, I'm going to have to unplug the radio, put it way over there. But then like it's still picking up 99 even more, 99.1. So it's just like, yeah, on AM, it comes in crystal clear. It is so much better. But I'm listening to you on the FM, and I'm listening to the background music. Actually, they played a song I haven't heard in a long time. And hey, I like what you're playing today.
Going a little 90s here. You don't happen to have an Alexa, do you?
No, I don't.
Because anybody that has an Alexa, you should just listen to us on that. It's that's super
right?
easy.
Yeah, no, I don't even have cable, Tim. I don't even have my TVs. I get all these TVs. I still get this huge 65-inch TV in the box my brother bought me before he passed away. And I got a surround sound bar. So I was just looking at my sound bar. You know, I have all these antennas that I can put into the back of the TV. I just don't know how to do it so that I could get, like, the... And I have the... Oh, what is it called? The TV box. So, like, I can, you know, get the free TV stations. And so I got this. And I was looking at it, and it's still in the box, obviously. It's called an ONN. Or is that an M? No, ONN.
Oh, yeah, I think that's like a Walmart brand.
Yes, it is. It's a 37-inch stereo source. It's universal auto input. It's got everything, an RCA radio and an MP3 player jack for it and other devices. What is an MP3 player?
It plays sound, you know, music files. So if you download music from the internet, those are MP3 files. So if you, you know, it's not really a thing anymore, but it's basically an iPod. Like nowadays, people just put music on their phone or they stream music on apps like Spotify. But, you know, back in the day, people were looking for something that could run their MP3s like an iPod.
Cool. Well, if I get, I just got to figure out who's smart enough to come here and do that for me. And then I will go back to seeing some TV. But yeah,
you know what they say, You know what they say. Yeah. If you have some really complicated modern technology that you just can't figure out, that seems like you need to be a genius to do it, just call the 9-year-old. They'll be able to take care of it.
I know, right? One of my friend's sons, maybe. I've just got to think, use my head, which one's not so busy that they, wouldn't mind driving down here either. So if it's too loud, would you like to have it?
I don't think that I need it. I'm sure somebody else could use it better. Yeah. I've got so much audio equipment, I don't even have room for it all.
Yeah. Well, I hope you figure out what your situation is.
Well, hey, you know what I did when people were telling me the AM signal wasn't working? I went into my office and I turned on one of the little transistor radios that Barry Richard gave me. Little Admiral AM transistor radio. That's what I used to test the AM signal.
Well, that's really cute. I know I have a transistor, one of his transistors too. I keep wanting them. I got a couple of them. I know one of them I want you to have.
They still sound great. Remind you of being on the beach back in the day.
Yeah. So I just want to chime in real quick about that incident that happened with ice, mm-hmm. smashing that guy's window. I guess I didn't roll the window down. And it's like I called into Brian's show last evening, and I said, if you nowadays what's going to happen if you don't put your window down. It's just not going to go well at all. But the thing is like I am for getting rid of the bad guys, absolutely. But there's, and I'm going to repeat myself, there's a right way and a wrong way of doing things. And that was just like totally out of control. I'm just glad he's not out of the country that fast, but he is out of state. I don't know.
Here's the issue though. You say that you just put the window down and do what they say, but you've got to look at from the other side of it where, every immigrant feels like they're going to get grabbed up and deported. So of course they want to wait for their lawyer to be on the scene. Of course they're going to try to prolong that interaction as long as they can to make sure that they're protected. Because right now these ICE agents are operating with impunity and just doing whatever they want.
Yeah, no. I understand the fear, absolutely. But at the same time, it just doesn't go well. Nothing goes well. There's shooting, people get shot for not putting a window down and stuff like that, especially, driving while black. Now it's driving while you're an immigrant, So I feel bad,
that's the thing.
There's gotta be a better way.
He couldn't go anywhere else. They had them penned in. So he wasn't, if he opened the door, they were going to be able to grab him up. If they couldn't drive away, like there was no reason to do what they did.
They could have just waited. But, thank God he does have a lawyer, and I hope it's all working out. And the other immigrant that is in the prison in El Salvador, I was listening to a different radio station last night, and he was on, the president that's doing all this. He said, no, I can't send him back. I don't have the money. He goes, what, you think I can afford to send him back? So he's getting $6 million. To have all these people in there in the prison, and now he's saying he doesn't have the money to send them back, so he doesn't want to send them back. And apparently, Donald Trump, I guess somebody obviously has been in touch with him, and hearing him say no, he doesn't have the money, so he's not going to pay for it. He's just being stubborn, and somebody on our side is being stubborn and not just going down there, flying him personally, getting him out of there. Or, I think when he gets back, he's going to have a good lawsuit against. I voted for Trump. But he's going to have a great lawsuit against Donald Trump and somebody else. And I think that's why nobody wants him back here, because they know he can. It's going to be a major good lawsuit.
Or maybe he's no longer alive. That's what a lot of people are concerned about. Now, there's some Democrat lawmakers that are heading down there to try to find out exactly that. So because if money's the issue, somebody here in America is willing to foot that bill.
Somebody would, right?
So,
sure.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
All right.
You have a good day.
You as well. Take care.
Yep.
508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Hi, Tim.
Hello.
Hello, Tim.
Hi.
What I was calling about is, you having trouble with the AM?
Yes.
I can reach you on 1420.
Yes, the engineer is working on it. He's trying to get that back up and running. We've got the FM and the stream going right now.
You're not hearing me. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay. I am calling you, and I am listening to you on 1420.
You can hear me on 1420.
That's what I'm telling you, yes.
Oh.
I'm in Rochester, but I can hear you. I'm just telling you that.
So your radio is working. Now your phone's giving you a little bit of trouble, it sounds like.
Well, I'm in another part of the house. If I move on.
I'm just teasing. I'm wondering, is Mercury in retrograde? I'm going to have to check with Stephanie and find out.
Okay. I just want to let you know, and I want you to know I enjoy your show because even though politics is the topic of the day, it's just too much when radio hosts just push the agenda that they're pushing, obviously all against the Constitution, and it's just surprising how they're just going to step up and back the convicted felon at any, no matter what.
These are the same people, same hosts and same callers who talked about how they were constitutionalists and that we have to follow the Constitution, and now I guess we don't have to. All right, you have a great day.
Thank you, bye.
All right, that's weird. If anybody else is actually getting us on AM, let me know. But I wasn't getting it here, unless Frank got it turned on and hasn't told me yet. But we'll see. But Frank is working on it. Our engineer is working on getting the AM back up and running. FM is working. The app is working. Although one person messaged me and said the app isn't working either, but I've got lots of people telling me that the app is working. I tried the app. It was working for me. And by the way, I don't have any special connections to anything. I just open up the same app as everybody else. I've got radios on my desk. I've got my nice radio that I use for listening on FM. And then I've got the little transistors that Barry gave me that I use to listen on AM. I also have this little tiny radio that I got for like a dollar at the dollar store. That looks like an old school AM radio, but that's my backup. And I've got another, because I'm going to be expanding my office at some point, and in the back section, I've got another radio in there. So I checked all of those and got FM on all of those, no AM on any of them. So, and the app was working. But again, I mentioned before to Sketty, the Alexa, if you have an Alexa device, if you are not aware, you can listen to WBSM on your Alexa super easy. All you have to do is enable the skill. So, you know, you just like you do for anything else, open up the app on your phone and enable the skill for the Alexa device. And then just say, and I'm going to say it, and all your Alexa devices are going to start doing it, Alexa, play WBSM. And then that's it. Alexa will start playing. And it works for Google Home as well, except don't call your Google Home Alexa. It won't listen to you. But if you say, okay, Google, play WBSM, it'll do that. And I know, because I've got both of those devices in my office too. See, that's part of my job as the digital guy. I have to be able to check all those on a regular basis. So I have to have both. And they do not like the fact that they're right next to each other on a shelf. I think they secretly argue with each other when I'm not around. Let me take one more call here before I got to take a break before the news. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. I just want to let you know I can get you on the transistor radio, AM. I can't get you on FM on the regular plug-in radio, you know, with like two speakers, a small boom box.
That's weird. So you're getting us on AM, but not on FM. Are you talking in general or right now?
Yeah, not on FM and not on the AM plug-in radio, but I can only get you on the AM transistor radio.
This is getting strange. This is getting really strange.
Yeah, it is weird. I tried so many times, FM, AM on the plug-in one with the two speakers, nothing. And AM, I got that little radio, so if I didn't, that's what I'm listening to.
Very odd. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for letting me know.
Yeah, have a good day.
You as well. This is getting stranger and stranger. What is going on? You can get us on a battery-operated radio, but not on a plug-in radio? I'm going to try my battery-operated transistor again during the break. During the news here, but I got to take a quick break and then we'll come back with the news with Mike and then more with you. 508-996-0500. It's a mystery. We'll figure it out. And by we, I mean Frank.
The Connecticut man held captive for 20 years speaking out for the first time. United Airlines making cuts. And a missing woman found in cement in Washington.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Trump said he's considering sending U.S. citizens who've committed violent crimes to prison in El Salvador. Trump said he was looking into it and he wants to do it, referring to them as homegrown criminals. His comments came as the fate of a man from Maryland was wrongly deported to El Salvador, and his status is still up in the air. A judge said the White House must do more to facilitate the return of that man. The body of a missing Washington woman has been found buried in concrete under a shed in Olympia, Brad Ford reports.
83-year-old Marsha Norman was reported missing April 1st. The Thurston County Sheriff's Office identified Jeffrey Ziz as a person of interest. He was Norman's handyman and had dinner with her the day she went missing. Ziz built an unrelated shed in Olympia, which is where investigators found Norman's body. Ziz was arrested in Missoula, Montana, and returned to Thurston County, where he's being held for probation violation on a separate charge while the investigation continues. I'm Brad Ford.
The Connecticut man, allegedly held captive by his stepmother for 20 years, is speaking out for the first time. Kristen Marks has the details.
The 32-year-old, who calls himself S, in order to protect his identity, says he's issuing his first public statement to begin the process of reclaiming his life and to have his say in how his story is told. Speaking through the organization, survivors say he thanks the health professionals supporting him in his recovery, the first responders who found him, and the authorities working to hold those responsible for his abuse accountable. S was found weighing just 68 pounds in February after he said he set fire to his Waterbury home in order to escape. Meanwhile, Kimberly Sullivan has been charged with assault, kidnapping, and other charges.
More than 16,000 shellfish beds are off limits to fishermen in Port Jefferson Harbor until further notice due to a sewage spill.
Suffolk County has issued a health alert after 30,000 gallons of partially treated sewage spilled into the harbor on Monday. Long Islanders are getting robocalls warning them to stay out of the water.
Keep children and pets away from the area.
There's concern about potentially elevated levels of pathogens, bacteria, and viruses. So health officials are also warning that eating shellfish from the harbor right now is hazardous. The sewage discharge was caused by an electrical malfunction in one of the county's UV disinfection units. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Karen Reed says she's ready now that a jury has been seated in her murder trial. Reed accused of striking and killing her Boston police officer boyfriend John O'Keefe with her SUV in 2022. Reed claims she's being framed for O'Keefe's killing, and her first trial ended last year in a hung jury. Official opening statements will begin next week. United Airlines making plans to cut flights this summer as domestic travel demands fall.
The Chicago-based carrier said Tuesday it plans to trim domestic capacity by about 4% starting in the third quarter. For the first quarter, United posted a $387 million profit while projecting strong demand for premium cabin bookings and international travel. Unit revenue for domestic flights fell nearly 4% from last year during the first quarter. I'm Brian Shook.
Former game show host Wink Martindale has died. He was best known for hosting Tic Tac Toe, High Rollers, and other game shows throughout his career. His manager announced he died in California yesterday. Wink Martindale was 91.
WBSM Sports.
It was the Devils over the Bruins in overtime last night, 5-4 to close out the season for the Bees. Red Sox beat Tampa Bay 7-4 last night. Those two teams back together tonight.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good morning on this Wednesday. We're waking up on either side of 40 degrees. Temperature is below average here thanks to the winds of change. Air from the north being moved into southern New England. And that's going to keep us in the low 50s this afternoon. We're also going to be in and out of the clouds, so keep that in mind. Not wall-to-wall sunshine here, but the biggest player in the game today is really going to be the wind. We'll see gusts in the 20s and 30s. Even the 40s not out of the question here on the South Coast, so hold on to your hats as you're heading out the door. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Christina Schallhuber on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
A little bit longer because I was singing and I didn't want you to have to hear that. I even brought out the falsetto. So get a little London beat, a little extra London beat in the morning to get you up and moving. So the mystery deepens because Sharon says, my niece is getting 1420 on her bedroom radio and I'm in the other bedroom and I cannot get it on my radio. It's the same radios we listen to every day. Mine is transistor. Hers is a plug-in clock radio. So now we had somebody who's getting it on the transistor, but not on the plug-in. We've got somebody now who's getting it on a plug-in, but not a transistor. I just went and checked out my transistor radio. Still nothing. Then again, I'm pretty sure that if I tune those in, I might actually get a legitimate signal from the 1970s. It may be a time machine. I'm not sure. I could get sucked in there, and then next thing you know, I'm like wearing a pair of bell bottoms and trying to help my dad ask my mom out on a date. I don't know. So if I disappear, that's because I turned on the wrong transistor radio and I got sucked back into 1975. Which, by the way, was 50 years ago now, for those of you who aren't keeping track at home. So we were talking about a number of different things, but I did bring up that video that all the news outlets have been, you know, sharing the video. You can see it at newbedfordlight.org. But this person who is currently in a legal status because they are in the process of seeking asylum does not have a criminal record, according to them and according to their lawyer. Apparently, there was some reporting, I think it was Channel 5 or Channel 12 that I was reading this morning, that said that they were using a different name. The person that they were looking for wasn't even the same name as this person. But they surrounded the vehicle, blocked the vehicle in. The man would not open the window when he was ordered to. They did not present any warrant. Said he told them, I'm waiting for my lawyer to arrive. We called the lawyer, we're waiting for the lawyer to arrive, and they proceeded to smash in the window and pull the people out. Is that what you voted for? Is that what you wanted? You wanted that type of action? First of all, be certain of who it is that you're targeting. Secondly, due process has to be part of the situation. I mean, this is just another thing that has been rushed into. And there was no real cohesive plan to do it. And now they're making mistakes. There was a U.S. citizen, like natural-born U.S. citizen lawyer, who received an email suggesting that she self-deport. And when reached, they were like, well, what probably happened is the actual immigrant that we were trying to contact, you must have used the lawyer's email as an email address at some point. Oh, okay, but check. This is all just being done kind of willy-nilly. The fact that, you know, they're showing up with vests that say FBI and police when they're neither. I'm just going to ask the question. I question how many of these people are actually real ICE agents. Every time I hear these stories about people showing up in different law enforcement vests and not having any identification at all, not having any badges, not presenting any paperwork, my first thought is, are these actual agents or are these just random vigilantes pretending to be agents? That was my first thought with what happened at the Minuteman car wash. When you start to hear there's no identifying things to show that these people are ICE agents, I'm like, so were they? Or is it just a bunch of people that are like, hey, what about those people down at the car wash? Let's go get them. Because that's not out of the realm of possibility that happens. So it's all very strange how it's happening. It's all very disconcerting how it's happening. And as I've said before, if you want to get people out of the country that are violent criminals, go right ahead. If there are people who have committed crimes and they have not been tried and held accountable for those crimes, yeah, bring them back. Have them stand trial. Now, if somebody's been convicted of a crime and served their sentence and has been released, I think that person deserves a chance to come to America and start over. But people who are, you know, fugitives, yes, bring them back. But you got to have your paperwork in order here. You just can't grab up everybody that looks different. Because somebody called, because somebody listened when Chris McCarthy put out the ICE number or other media outlets put out the ICE number, somebody called and said, you know where I think there's somebody? And then people showed up without doing the due diligence and just tried to grab up that person. And the grab them now and sort it out later approach is unconstitutional. And by the way, people who come to this country, when they are in this country, they are guaranteed the rights of the Constitution. And as the previous caller said, you know, all these people who are constitutionalists stopped being constitutionalists when the Constitution didn't work for Donald Trump. These constitutionalists are like, I can't wait to see how he figures out how to get a third term. And then when you bring up the fact that you can't do that, what do they point to? Well, that's not in the original Constitution. That was an amendment. So that can be changed. What? I saw Steve Bannon's response to Bill Maher about how they could do it and that they're working on a plan. And even Maher told them, like, what plan could you be working on? A new constitution? There's no way that you get the amendment changed. There's no way that you successfully pull off, well, we're going to have J.D. Vance run. And then when J.D. Vance gets elected, we're going to have Donald Trump take over, because guess what would happen in that situation? J.D. Vance wouldn't win. Because if people smell a setup, they're not going to like it. There are people who voted for Donald Trump that would say, yeah, this doesn't feel right, and would not vote for him. There are people who voted for him already that won't vote for him again. So whatever plan they're concocting is not going to work. But yeah, we'll just abandon the Constitution for it. Mary, I see you're on hold. Hang on, let me take this break, and then we'll go right to you. We'll be right back. All right, and let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning. I hope you can hear me because I know you're having trouble with the radio, but I've been having trouble with my phone.
I can hear you fine. Yeah. You sound good.
Yeah, well, that's good. I have a question. Like, I don't really know the complete story of this man that was sent back to Burundi by mistake. Was he an American citizen?
No, this particular person is here, and he's in the paperwork process for asylum. But his wife is...
How long has he been here?
2 years.
2 years. Is he in the process of becoming a United States citizen?
No, well, you can't do that until you have the asylum paperwork done first.
Is he going to do that is my question.
Yeah, they're in the process of doing it, yeah.
Okay, but I'm not going to dump on Trump for this because we're living in times that are not like it was when I was a kid or even when you were a kid. We have to err on the side of caution. Now, do we have real bona fide proof that this guy's not MS-13 at all?
I mean, you would have to have real bona fide proof that he is MS-13.
Well, either way, do we have it? We don't have it, do we?
It doesn't seem like it because according to the lawyer, there's no record. There's no issue with this person.
Well, I was listening to radio overnight because, you know, like I said, my radio is on 24 hours a day. And I heard them talking last night about a guy that was illegally. This is why we have to take chances. And we sent them back. Well, I'm sure he'll be back here sooner or later. But they caught a guy that was here illegally. He attacked a girl who was 35 years old, mother of 5 children. She was jogging. He grabbed her, beat the living hell out of her, raped her, and killed her. And they finally got him. So when we're living in times like that, and we make a mistake, look at all the mistakes the Biden administration, look what they did to us. I am not going to dump on Trump for this. If that man has a good record and they need to send him back, then send him back. I'm not arguing about that. I just want to make sure that he's not an MS-13 or coming here to do harm. So his 2 years is not long enough for me. And I want to know if he's going to become a citizen because this is the way I feel. I'm not going to change. You come here from another country. If you don't want to become a citizen of this country, doesn't mean you're giving up your country where you came from. This is what's bothering them.
It legitimately does.
Who came here and they're afraid to give up their country where they came from. But you came here to live better, to work and be happy. But yet you don't want to be a citizen. And that bothers me big time.
But as we discussed yesterday, you don't feel that an American citizen that goes to another country to do the same thing should have to become a citizen of that country.
Why can't you? You're not giving up your American citizenship. Like I said, I have family members that went to Australia for 10, 12 years. They had dual citizenship. What is the problem with that?
Why do you have to?
I didn't say you have to.
You just did
I
say you have
they
to.
I should.
Well,
I feel
okay.
I should.
And you are my, yes, they should. But why do you feel that that's a necessity?
Why are you coming here? Why do you want to be here for 20 or 30 years? And why would you not want to be?
Why do you have to pledge blind allegiance just to go somewhere and work?
Wait a minute. What do you mean blind allegiance? Listen to me. I have another gripe. If an illegal wants to come here and become an American citizen, they should serve the country that they want to live in. You want to come to America? Serve in the armed forces. Protect the country that you claim you want to live in. What is wrong with that, Mr. Weinberg?
What if somebody's 75 years old and wants to come here to live? I don't want them in the armed forces.
Different. Well, okay, you know I'm not talking about older people.
Well, but you don't want to put that same... But how do you put that qualification on a person to come in the country, but you don't put that qualification on an American citizen?
I'm sure if it's an older person, they're coming here with family, younger family members. So you're saying you don't believe that they should protect the country they want to live in. Is that what you're saying?
If they want to, they're sure they should have the ability to, but they shouldn't be forced to. Nobody should be forced to into the military if they don't want to.
This is the law I would make. You want to come here from a foreign country. If your intention is to live here forever and work here and you want to be happy and have this and this and that, do you want to protect this country? And if you can't do that, you shouldn't be.
You shouldn't require something of somebody who wants to be a citizen that you don't require of your own citizens.
We do. We have people. We wouldn't have military at all if our people didn't.
But it's on a voluntary basis. There's no requirement to serve.
They were born here. These are people coming from another country. They're not all...
The point of extending citizenship to other people is that you don't put special qualifications on it.
If I went to China and I wanted to live there forever and work there and be happy, whatever, I should learn Chinese language. Like these people here, a lot of them don't speak English. That pisses me off. And if I go to China and I want to be a citizen of China, I will become a citizen there. What is wrong with it? I'm over there. What business do I have there? If I want to be there, I should serve their military. Why not?
All right, I got to hold you there because I got to take a break here before the end of the hour. But
you'll agree with it someday. You know why? It's because nothing bad happened to you yet. That's why.
Yeah, I've had plenty of bad things happen in my life. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back, and we can take your calls.